Hello, it's Wednesday, April 5th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net.
First off, I'd like to thank everyone who sent me birthday wishes. My birthday was April 3rd. I thank everybody who did that. I really appreciate it. I also want to let everyone know that the lovely melody at the end of yesterday's show was created and composed by Alan Carlisle. He is a member of my political group, New World Order Corner, and amazingly enough, he said that I inspired that beautiful piece of music titled She's an Angel Now, which absolutely doesn't fit me, but I thank you, Alan, anyway, and all of you for sending me the great birthday wishes.
Right, and it was a very nice piece of music, a little bit different than what we usually play at the end of our show, but still very, very nice nonetheless. Now, let's get to the news. When I got up this morning and turned on the radio, the first bit of information I heard was about a man named Brian Doyle. Who's he, Lisa?
He has been the deputy press secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. Has been.
No longer today, because it seems like he was trying to solicit a 14-year-old girl.
Well, I'd say
over
he
the
was soliciting her. Right. He wasn't trying to.
Exactly. And he was caught in this sting operation, and I guess what happened was that he was trolling the internet, and he happened upon this supposed 14-year-old girl, but it really wasn't.
Her profile.
Right. But it was really law enforcement posing as a 14-year-old girl.
A cyber crimes detective posing as this 14-year-old girl, and I guess Mr. Doyle got into some very illicit and disgusting and vile conversations with her and sent her photos of himself and dirty movies and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, just the kind of person you want working for the Department of Homeland Security. And to make matters worse, he started bragging to this supposed 14-year-old girl about his position within the government.
Called her on his office line, his cell phone.
Now, you would think, considering the state of the world and all the security dangers posing or, you know, facing this country right now, you would think maybe he has other things to do with his time, but I guess not. Now, this is another element of the story that Lisa said she hadn't read this, but on ABC News this morning, on the radio aspect of their news, they said that the profile of this girl, not only did they purport that she was 14 years old, but they also said that she was recovering from leukemia. Now, I don't know if this is true because it came from mainstream radio, but if it does, if it is true, then not only is this guy a lecher, but now he's going after leukemia patients. I mean, like, I was thinking, what's going to be next? Who would his next victim be? A paraplegic leper? Or how about a mentally retarded girl with cystic fibrosis? Or how about a blind girl? I mean, like, if anything's fair game with these perverts, why not go after the blind or the paraplegic?
Look at the position this guy held. Don't they check out their own people? Their own people fall for their traps. It's mind-boggling. This isn't some young guy. This is an older man. He was born in 1950.
Yeah, Lisa showed me a picture of him, and, you know, he'll be doing things a little differently now.
Well, I guess the police went in, and he's been charged with 23 felony counts, and they went in and seized his computer and all the materials related to this incident with the alleged girl who happened to be the detective posing as a girl. He was calling her and urging her to buy a webcam and telling her to perform sexual acts on herself while thinking of him. And let's just say he's not a stud, so it'd be kind of hard for anybody to get aroused with that. But it's just amazing that we've got these people in high-up positions in the government, and they're doing crap like this. It's disgusting. It's inexcusable. It's totally vile.
Yeah, and if anybody does even the tiniest bit of research on other elements of the government and what they've been involved in, i.e. sexual practices, you'll see that this isn't just limited to a gentleman named Brian Doyle. This is very widespread. And it's one of the control mechanisms used in government and secret society is they get people in compromising positions.
It's so nice to know that taxpayer dollars are paying the salaries of pigs like this.
Exactly. Now, the other big breaking news story, and this was posted on the Wing TV homepage yesterday is Tom DeLay, the Hammer, former House Majority Leader, isn't going to run for re-election this fall. Now,
let me grab the Kleenex for that one.
Yeah, let's lose some sleep over that. And his reason, of course, was that he didn't want to draw attention to himself, and he was doing it for the good of the party and blah, blah, blah.
In other words, he wasn't going to win.
Yeah, he was unelectable. And we're going to bring Tom DeLay into the mix here in a little bit in another story, but we want to at least lay this as the foundation. Also in the who really gives a damn category, Katie Couric is going to leave NBC, has left NBC, the morning show, and is going to be now the first ever solo anchor for the CBS Evening News. Now remember, before there was Dan Rather teamed with Connie Chung, didn't last very long, but now Katie Couric is going to, be at the helm of the CBS News.
Faux news you can take seriously.
Yeah. So, yikes. Here's a little secret. Nobody watches CBS anyway, so, like I said, in the who cares category. Cynthia McKinney. Now, to some people in the 9/11 truth movement, they look upon Cynthia McKinney as one of the saviors in Congress, that she's done all this great work for 9/11 truth, and some people even say, well, look at everything that she's exposed.
What's she exposed?
And that's our question is, well, give us one example, just one. And they say, well, you know, she's one of the few in there that's talking about 9/11. Well, here's what we're waiting for. If she's so ballsy and so courageous, it's been 4.5 years now since 9/11, when is she going to go on the floor of the House, when she has her opportunity before the microphone, and start talking about what really happened on 9/11?
How about controlled demolition, Cynthia?
Yeah. Last September 24th, Lisa and I traveled to Washington, D.C. There was a huge anti-war rally, 250 to 300,000 people. We were 15 feet away from Cynthia McKinney when she was giving her speech.
Not one peep about controlled demolition. One word.
She mentioned the words 9/11 one time.
Mm-hmm.
That was just in passing. Now, here was the primo opportunity of all time to get the truth out about 9/11. One, she just mentions it, 9/11, blah, 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 nothing
Cynthia
more.
Cynthia McKinney's covering her butt. And let's remember, Cynthia McKinney also voted to kill Terri Schiavo.
Yeah. Now, what happened in the last few days was she actually struck a Washington, D.C. police officer. Her reason was that she was supposed to be wearing a pin that identified her. She wasn't wearing it. And when she was questioned about her ID by these police officers, she didn't have her pin on, so she slugged the police officer.
Now she's throwing out the race card. Right. You know, get over it, Cynthia. If you're supposed to wear the pin, wear the pin. If they ask for your ID, show them your damn ID.
Yeah. Now,
but there's not a big deal about it.
Yeah, her reason now, or her excuse, is racial profiling. That's what it is.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, so I was thinking today is, what if we were in D.C., Lisa?
Right.
And we were asked for our ID.
Well, we were.
Yeah.
We were in Alexandria. We were asked for our ID by Homeland Security agents. If we would have refused to show our ID, gee, I wonder if we would have got away with slugging the agents.
Yeah. Now, we could have used this excuse. Well, they don't agree with our views on 9/11, so we get to pop them one, right? Now, Cynthia McKinney still hasn't been arrested, and she's still not in jail. If Lisa or I or any of you would have slugged someone from Homeland Security or a D.C. police officer, how long do you think it would have been until you had the silver bracelets on and you were rattling prison bars in front of you?
You mean after the boot got off the back of my head? Gee,
really?
I don't know. Two seconds?
Yeah, so she's singing the blues right now. If I was her, I'd be kneeling down and thanking the Lord that she ain't behind bars yet. Because
Cynthia McKinney is a pathetic excuse for a politician. They all are pathetic in my eyes. But this woman throwing out the race card now, when she's got so many more important, vital issues that need to be addressed. And if you want to consider her a hero, maybe you better start taking another look at what she's actually saying, what she's actually done, what she's not talking about, what she's not doing.
Yeah, and you better redefine the word hero
if
she is one of your heroes. Now,
a hero isn't somebody who keeps you chasing your tail.
Yes, he's had ample opportunities to speak about 9/11 truth. And just because she aligns herself with it on the periphery, folks, we need a little bit more than that.
Is she trying to do garner the black vote?
Yeah, I don't know.
Increase the racial divide.
Right. Now, as we've said before, the only time we watch mainstream television news is when we're eating supper. So we spend about 15 minutes a day, depending on what time we eat. Last night we turned on the television, and there was a segment on about, it was called A Day Without Mexicans.
Right.
Okay, and I guess there's a film that was made about this, and who made the film, this woman says that on May 1st, they're going to show the world what it's going to be like to have a day without Mexicans. So she said
that... Yeah, they're going to show all of us.
Yeah, so she said that on May 1st, Mexicans are no longer going to go to work.
They're not going to go to school.
Yep, they're not going to shop. They're not going to spend their money, and they're going to show the world what it's like.
So we want to know what the hell they're going to be doing. They're going to be running around in the streets?
Well, the way I want to set this up is, that's fine. Well, first of all, we have to differentiate between legal Mexicans in this country and illegal. So we're going to take the legal Mexicans and everybody else in this country that's legal. We're going to take them out of this equation. So all we're going to talk about right now is the illegal immigrants, because that's really what the crux of this is all about. A day without Mexicans. Really what they're saying is a day without illegal Mexicans. So if this woman, and I can't remember her name, if she says that the illegals aren't going to work that day, they're not going to go to school, and they're not going to shop, that's perfectly fine with us, right? But what she didn't say, the other things they're not going to do is, how about a day without illegal immigrants, illegal Mexicans? How about a day without them raping? How about a day without them stealing? How about a day without them illegally entering our country? How about a day without them murdering? How about a day without them filling our prisons? How about a day without them spreading communicable diseases?
Pillaging towns and cities.
How about a day without them getting free medical care?
Right.
How about a day without them getting free welfare? Now, if people say to us, that is harsh, how dare you say something like that?
I've got news for you. This is a criminal class. If you doubt that there are laws existing that pertain to illegal immigrants and those who harbor or assist them in staying in this country, then check the Cornell website. Cornell has links to the existent laws that you might want to apprise yourself of. This is a criminal class of people. Their status here alone, their very presence here, without going through the proper process, makes them criminals.
And if you don't believe us, what we say about the crime element, check out the statistics and see what percentage of prisons, especially in the border states, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, what percentage of those are illegal immigrants in this country that have committed rapes, murders, thefts, arson, and so forth. And until you look at those statistics, until you read the work of Frosty Woolridge, who writes at length about the communicable diseases that they're bringing into this country. Until you look at all those things, don't send us email and say, oh, you're just racist and so forth, because if you don't think this is a problem, then go back, put your head in the sand, cover it with dirt, because this is one of the major problems facing this country right now.
Yeah, there are some good articles also on Sierra Times. Henrietta Bowman has put out a piece from a report from her husband that's pretty frightening. White children being taunted in the public schools and just them saying, this is our school now, gringos, and stuff. They want to raise the Mexican flag at the school, and one principal was told to take it down. They want to identify with the Mexican students. You know, would this also go if, say, kids from the southern states want to raise the Confederate flag?
Right, right.
They want to identify with the Confederates, too?
With their heritage. Now, we have to also, Lisa, look at the other side of the coin. These individuals wouldn't be allowed in this country if there wasn't one class that was aiding and abetting them, and that's corporate America.
Right, absolutely.
And I propose right now is that if we're saying that the illegal immigrants are criminals, which they are, then also corporate America is also a criminal class.
The Cornell links to the existent law show that the corporate American employers and whatnot, they are criminals because they're harboring and assisting illegals, the criminal class. So that makes them part of the criminal class. Yes.
And if you hear...
They're not being enforced.
Right. And if you hear the firsthand testimony from all of the individuals that are affected by this, whether it's people working in certain industries that are having their wages lowered because these people are working for less money. If you look at people that are paying an arm and a leg every month to get health care, when they go to their doctor's office and they see the whole room filled with people with Medicare cards that are illegal aliens, when you look at all these other elements, the two areas to blame, well, three. The third, of course, is the politicians that are not doing a damn thing about it. So you have to blame the illegal immigrants, you have to blame Washington, D.C., and you have to blame corporate America. And it's not even the states as much, even though they do have to shoulder some of the blame. But you can see these border states, they want something done about this.
Yeah.
They just can't because it's the federal government that's imposing the federal laws.
Well, did you hear Andrew Napolitano on the radio earlier where he's talking about how these people are so concerned that just their status here alone, their presence here, they're being called criminals. Hello, he's a judge. You know, they cross the border illegally. That makes them a criminal. Before they do anything else, they're already labeled a criminal because they didn't follow the proper procedure.
Right. And if anyone wants to see how this really works, if you boil it down, go out to Target tonight or go out to Kmart or go to your local convenience store and steal something. You know, steal either a VCR, steal a candy bar.
Telling people to steal?
Yeah. Go out and break the law tonight. Or go 35 miles an hour over the speed limit and see what happens to you. Do you think you're going to get amnesty? Do you think you're going to be forgiven? Do you think that they're just going to turn a blind eye to you breaking the law? Absolutely not. But when it's these other things, these other people that benefit corporate America, then we have a whole different tune in front of us.
I'm telling you, don't go out and break the law. You can envision this without actually going out and stealing a VCR. What's the matter with you?